Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for joining us. This is very important stuff because we're talking about, well, presentations and questions and, you know, how to become a more effective presenter. Carlos Alvarez is with Tarot International, and we're going to be talking about that whole series of how important is not only the presentation, but after the presentation, getting those questions. Welcome, Carlos. Good to have you here again.
Michael, thank you very much. It's been months. Thank you very much. I'm so excited to be here with you again.
You are wearing on your lapel something that I think is just dynamic. And so I'm trying to read this without my glasses, and I could tell that it was not necessarily in English. What does it say? You're wearing this lapel pin. It's a perfect square. It's a yellow background and multicolored letters on that. What does it say?
Michael, thank you very much for asking me that. It is a phrase, pura vida.
Pura vida.
Pura vida. Uh-huh. Full of life. And it's a response whenever I would ask my father, hey, Dad, how you doing? He would respond to that.
He would
full
say
of life.
That.
Even in, towards the end of his life when he was still ill as could be, I would ask him, how you doing? And he would still say that.
And he
Pura
was,
vida, full Pura of life. Vida. Yeah, thank you for asking me
that's
that.
That's a great thing just to go through the day with. You know, it's a constant reminder. And somebody says, what does this mean? Is that full of life? What are you talking about?
Michael, that's why I wear it, because it's conversation like it. Starter. Exactly.
I like it. All right, let's talk about questions and answers and appropriate times to ask for them. Let's say you're doing a presentation and it's 40 minutes after the presentation is going, and you say, okay, what about questions? Or you've got a slide up there on your PowerPoint, perhaps, and says questions, and nobody says anything.
Nobody says anything.
Yeah, what happened?
You know what, Michael? Thank you very much for saying it that way, because that's what happens. That's what I hear from participants often. I've done my presentation. I get to the questions, and nothing happens. So let me take a step back.
Sure.
Tarot International firmly believes that questions are important in a presentation. Unfortunately, for most presenters, their thought is different, and this is the thought. I'm going to include everything I can in my presentation, so every possible question will be answered. So when they get to
what's the matter with that?
Well, appreciate the question. So what you're asking me is, Carlos, what is wrong if I include every possible question that's going to be asked in my presentation?
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
There's a couple of challenges with that, Michael. The challenge, if you include everything that could possibly come up, number one, there's too many questions on any topic. You would never cover anything. But here's the more important part. Tarot International feels the question and answer part of a presentation is so important that in a two-day workshop, Impact, How to Speak Your Way to Success, we devote the full second day afternoon to questions. That's how important
it is
questions,
important.
That's how important it is. Here's another point, Michael. You can do a great job delivering information. You get to the question answer part, and you don't answer the questions very well.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the audience leaves away thinking.
That's the last thing that they see.
That's the last thing they see and hear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm so glad you brought that up. Let me just share this story with you.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, who works for a major insurance company here in town, there was a very prominent person that came and delivered a presentation to their company. My wife, who was sitting towards the front of the audience.
Of course.
And when I asked her, how did the person do? She shared with me that this individual was fantastic in delivering the message and how enthusiastic the person was in delivering the information. When it got to the question and answer part of the presentation, not so good.
Mm.
Now, when I asked her, what do you mean not so good? She said, well, the challenge was not for me, because I could hear every question. When the questions were asked from the back, there was no microphone, and there were certain people that didn't hear the question. So the response was given, but many participants left going, what were those questions? Which is why it is so important to be able to have a technique when it comes to the question and answer part of a presentation.
And from the presentation standpoint, it's important, don't you think, to repeat that question so that everybody understands what it is? And doesn't that also maybe give you an opportunity to think about the answer?
Oh, Michael, I like the way you think. Now, you asked me several questions in that, and you made a statement. So I don't want to forget about the first question you asked me. Do you
remember
what it
was? We'll get back, yeah.
Okay. Which one would you like me to respond to?
The most recent one.
And do you remember what you asked me?
Yes, I do. I said, how important is it to repeat that question so that people well understand what it is?
Michael, thank you very much for that question. At Tarot International, we use several steps. We refer to it as the care steps. And one of those steps is in the clarification. And that would be the first step. So when you are getting questions asked, it is important for you to be able to clarify and fully understand what the question is before you begin to respond. Too many presenters, well, let me ask you this. Have you ever been in the audience when a presenter is asked a question, they begin to respond, and you're thinking, that had nothing to do?
Often.
So being able to have a technique, and at Tarot International we use the care technique. In the clarify stage, you want to make sure you know what the question is, and that's what you're going to respond to. By being able to utilize a technique that acknowledges the question so that everyone hears it, some people might think, well, why would you want to repeat the question? Isn't that a little bit too much? The reality is, when you're able to rephrase or restate the question, everyone in the audience hears it. More importantly, it's giving you think time. Most of us speak at an average rate of about 145 to 165 words per minute, but we can think at over 700 words per minute. So when you restate or rephrase the question, not only is everyone in the room hearing the question, you're also getting time to think about how you're going to respond.
So when we – let's go back to the original question. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, not at all.
So why is – we can go down these rabbit tracks all day long. So why is this so important? Why is it so important to elicit from your audience a question?
Oh, appreciate that question. What you're asking me is there anything important when it comes to asking for questions or questions in general? Mm. Let me take a step back first and say that the question and answer part of a presentation, there's – important value for you as the presenter, important value for the audience. For you as the presenter, when it comes to the questions, you can check to make sure that the message that was received is the one you intended. You can clarify any misunderstandings. You can give additional information. That's the advantage for the presenter. For the audience members, they can make sure that the question that they asked was answered. Mm-hmm. They can check for the validity of what you're talking about and then get more information. So there are advantages for both audience and the presenter.
I think one of the things you said early on is if you include every single thing within that presentation that you're making so that there don't have to be any questions, the problem with that is you're literally throwing up all of this information, and sometimes it's way too much for people to comprehend.
Michael, exactly what you just said is the challenge for most presenters. And here's the challenge. They only have a certain amount of time, and their philosophy or their thought is, I'm going to give everything. And if you do that, you're given too much information. And as a matter of fact, your audience will have tuned out because too much information is overbearing.
Yeah, it really is. And if you have finished that presentation and nobody asks a question, what keeps people from doing? Is it fear that they're going to ask a silly question, or is it inability to articulate whatever the question is? What do you think?
So, well, make sure I understand your question. Are you asking me why do people not ask for questions? The reason most people do not ask when questions are asked, are there any questions out here? Most people don't want to ask for a question because now they're in the light. Mm-hmm. The attention is on them. And for most adults, we don't want to have that attention on us. And number two, we don't want to sound like we've asked a silly or dumb question. That's why most adults will not ask a question. Prior to that, it's how a presenter asks for a question. Usually a presenter will say, any questions?
And that's pretty open-ended, isn't it?
Well, no, that's closed-ended.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Because
closed. Yeah,
the response is a yes or no.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And for most adults who do not want to be in the limelight, it's very easy to say, I'm not going to raise my hand. No, I don't have a question. So how do you prompt your audience?
Sure.
It's how you ask for the questions. At Tarot International, we have two ways that we encourage presenters to ask for a question. One way is, who has the first question? That assumes that there are questions. And the second way is to say, what questions do you have? Two ways that simply imply that there are questions out there. When you use either of those two phrases, you're more than likely going to get a question from your audience.
Can you pepper the audience a bit? Not, that's not the correct word. Can you preempt the question a bit by, is there anything about XYZ that I spoke about today that you might have more questions about? Can you start to break it down for those first questions so that you start to seed the audience?
Well, Michael, I find that question very interesting. You're asking me, is there a technique where I can kind of position my audience to begin to start thinking? That's exactly what Terra International does with the techniques we share. Here's the technique. We encourage participants to be able to give information about their topic. It's like looking at an iceberg. Enough information so the individual will leave with information. Hmm. Yet, give enough information for the top of the iceberg so that they have curiosity to ask you more questions for more information. You know as well as I do, if you look at an iceberg, you can see a small part on top and the biggest part is below, which is where questions come in and how we encourage presenters. Those questions, you need those questions. And as a matter of fact, we as adults learn best by asking questions.
Well, sure, because you're all of a sudden a participant rather than just a receptacle of all of the stuff.
You're inputting, you're receiving, and you're actively involved. That is how your audience stays engaged with the presenter.
Well, that's how we teach kids.
Exactly. Exactly.
So if, and you brought up the fear factor just a moment ago, how can you allay those fears? How can you make the audience feel welcome and safe?
Sure. Well, your question is, how can I help my audience feel comfortable or safe in my environment? As a matter of fact, that is another technique that we at Terra International present, teach, share, and that is, as a presenter, utilizing your eye contact. It's amazing how, as a person in front of a room or wherever you're presenting, if you're able to share your eye contact with your audience members, which, by the way, when I ask presenters, what do you do with your eye contact? They have a tendency to respond, I look at my audience members' eyes. Mm-hmm. Research tells us that's not true. Most presenters are looking everywhere else but the audience sets of eyes. For a lot of adults, it's very intimidating to make direct eye contact, yet as a presenter of information, it would be in your best interest to look out at your audience members' eyes as you respond to questions, which, by the way, encourages others to ask you a question because they're being involved.
Interesting. What if you're asked a question and you just don't have the information and somebody's, stumped the star here for a moment?
I appreciate that question. The question is, Carlos, what if I don't know the response to the question?
Right.
Terra International has a couple of suggestions for you. Number one, be honest. Acknowledge the fact that you don't know. How many times have we heard a presenter give a response and you know they don't know what they're talking about? Their credibility goes down. So first, acknowledge you don't know. And number two, you can say one of two things. Can you do me a favor? Can you jot that question on the back of your business card and make sure that I get it at the end of the presentation?
Mm.
Or could you jot that down on a piece of paper and make sure you provide that for me at the end of my talk? By doing that, the individual will jot down the question, and by saying, give that to me at the end of my talk, you're assured that you have it. And at the same time, I would encourage you, when they've jotted down the question, ask them, would you like me to get back to you via phone? Give me your phone number or email address. That way I can respond.
Yeah, and it shows that you really care about your audience at the same time.
It shows more than that you care. It shows that you care, and it shows that you're a professional.
Mm.
How many times have you asked the presenter a question? They say to you, I'll get back to you, and they never
don't do it.
And the reason they don't, and this is another topic for another day, is because they're in the adrenaline zone.
Got it. What about negative questions, Carlos? How do you handle those?
Sure. Negative questions, one of the things we have to keep in mind is that negative questions, if we repeat the negative verbiage, we now can be quoted as owning that particular language. So we encourage you to be able to, as you repeat or rephrase a question, utilize a more positive word or take away that negative verbiage completely. Because as soon as you say the negative verbiage, you own it. Yeah. Now, it's a technique that we utilize at Terra International. You know the buzzwords that are in your industry, in your department, in your area. Would encourage you to think about those words that may come up. What is another word you could utilize in its place? Doesn't take away the meaning, but takes away the negativity.
how important that would be. Because, again, those question and answer periods towards the end of your presentation are some of the last things people hear and see.
And why not, if that's the last thing they're going to hear or see, you tell them what you want them to see or hear.
Yeah, there you go. Tarot International and Carlos Alvarez. Every time we have our friends from Tarot here, we all learn something. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Great being here with you again.
Obviously, always for us, it's a treat. Thank you, Carlos. We've got to clear on out of here. Why, you know, 16 minutes go pretty fast, don't they? Right out the door.
I know.
Full of life, right?
Pura vida.
Pura vida. Thank you, Michael.
There you go.
For Carlos Alvarez, ladies and gentlemen, from Tarot International. Also, in the first half hour, we talked to Laura Souser and Julie Wells about the business of libraries. All of that came to you today here on the Business News Hour. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 o'clock with more of the Business News Hour on the final work day, for some of us anyway, of the week. For Tyler Hackenmiller, who is our producer, he is the guy that makes sure that you get this broadcast every single evening. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business of the News Hour. The program manager for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. Liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayre. For all of those folks and our guests, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.